It's going already. Okay, fine. Perfect. All right. So, so the last couple, basically since we started, the last couple shiurim. Yeah. So, what we've seen is, or at least the way we've been learning it, is that, and highlighting this nekuda, that Ruchaim Vital is telling us that the Ikar Siba that pushes away Ruach Shel Mashiach, and the male of the Ikar cause that brings the spirit of Mashiach into the world, is learning Torah, but learning Torah for the sake, and Avodas Hashem in general, right? Torah means Torah mitzvahs. You know, like the Rambam says that the greatness of Torah is the fact that it causes mitzvahs. So when you talk about Torah, it's a package deal, Torah and mitzvahs. So Chaim Vital said the inyan is to bring Ruach Shel Mashiach, is to learn Torah and to be Mekayim mitzvahs for the sake of the Shekhinah. For the sake of the Shekhinah. And we saw that the way, the chelik of Torah that sensitizes a person the most for that is Pnuyas of Torah. So Yochanan asked the other day, he sent me a question, what about what I thought, you know, how does this fit with the inyan of Hafatzas Mayonis? That the Mashiach himself told the Baal Shem that the key to Geula is to spread Torah Chassidus. So how does that fit with this? So the truth is like this, is that in that famous letter, in that famous conversation, so the Mashiach didn't stop there. The Mashiach said, I'm going to come, Mashiach, you know, bringing Geula depends on, like, when your Torah spread forth, and also when every Yid is able to miyachid yichudim like you, to make unifications like you. And the letter continues, the Baal Shem Tov was nispol, how is that possible, how long is that going to take, that every Yid is going to be like me, by the way, just for Derech Agav, I always was like, it's an interesting thing, like the Baal Shem Tov had an issue with that, it's like, how long is that going to take? It's a funny thing, I mean, how long? It's an impossibility, because there's a process of Yudas Hadaris. Like, things are going, are deteriorating, people are getting worse and worse, so it's not like a matter of time. You're demanding something. The Baal Shem Tov should have said, "What you're demanding something is the
how?
It's the wrong direction." You know, the Baal Shem Tov was a chiddush. So okay, that's something that's just a ha'ara b'alma. You take that. But anyway, so the Mashiach continued on to say, the Baal Shem Tov quoted this, is that he gave him obviously some keys and some tools. But one thing that the Baal Shem Tov revealed is that this is what it means to make a yichud like you, and somehow, which is to be mechaving that every letter and every word that you utter in Torah and in davening, and the Kamarna comments this very often, he quotes this letter, and the Kamarna in a number of places comments that even though the example the Mashiach said was about letters of Torah and davening, but it's true for any mitzvah, any experience in life, any experience that a person has, you should be mechaving that in that letter, in that physical raw matter, in that experience, in that conversation, in that, you know, whatever the interaction is, whatever corner of the world that you happen to be dealing with, in that is worlds, souls, divinity. Like everything is there, like God is there, but in the deepest of levels. And so you think like that. That's called making yichudim like the Baal Shem. So simply, you think of those like two separate conditions. There's like chassidus. There's spreading chassidus, okay? Like, and then there's having this kavana that every letter that you say and every experience has in it worlds, souls, and divinity, whatever that means. But the truth is, it's not two separate things. That's another question people ask, is that, like, Baba Trevor always like, Hafatzis man, what about the second part of the letter? What about Miyachid Yichudim like you? The answer is, it's not two separate parts. It's not two separate parts. The Nekuda Pnimis of what Taras Chassidus is not just people. Again, we've spoken about this, you know, when we went through the Sikha from the Baal Shem Tov about the Indian of Taras Chassidus, also in the part that we did about from the Piyazetz, and also Chassidus is not on the simplest, you know, when you're first introduced to Chassidus, when you're on the outside looking in, certainly, but even when you're first introduced to it, Chassidus seems to be just like the whole inyan Chassidus is to like give an easier, more comfortable packaging to Kabbalah. It's like Kabbalah, Rizal's talking about high things, and Chassidus like sort of waters it down and brings it down to earth. Oh, it's more comfortable. when we talk about the sphere of chesed, that's himmeldik. But really, just, you know, like when you love something, that's what we mean by chesed. That's not really what it is. The nekudah pnimis of chesedus is this inyan of being involved in reorienting all of Yiddishkeit to be focused on the Shechina. That's really what chesedus is about. It's a study of that, and it's also an exercise in it. It's hard to explain, but this is true. This is true on the intellectual side of chesedus. This is true on the experiential side of chesedus. It's really hard to explain, and I don't know if there's any. When that Indian of like the, every letter has everything in it. Letters means the Shechina. Letters means Malchus. It means concrete. It means the whole Indian Chassidus. What does it mean? Okay, here it's one thing. Doing everything for the sake of the Shechina. Like, what does that mean? So yesterday I gave you a very simple example of what that of how to translate that. In other words, you have to think of that idea of like doing things for the sake of the Shechina as like an algorithm. That's a light. And there's many packages. There's many ways to package that. One way to package that is what I mentioned yesterday, which is to learn Torah and highlight how amazing Yidden are through the Torah. I give an example. Like, you're learning a Rashi, think to yourself, like, wow, oh my gosh, I can't believe Klal Yisrael are so amazing that we produce someone like Rashi. That's one simple way of sort of channeling this idea of learning Torah for the sake of the Shechina. But that idea of being Isaac, I don't know if I'm going to be able to explain myself so well, but that idea of avodas Hashem for the sake of the Shechina means many things on many different levels. Any effort in trying to rethink physical life even as something that's meaningful and deep and full of God's presence is also an exercise in fixing the Shechina. Because the Shechina, there's many different like translations of that, many different hats that the Shechina puts on, so to speak, right? So one hat that I mentioned yesterday is the Jewish people, Knesset Yisrael. But there's another sort of manifestation, another hat that you can say is the Shechina, which is physical reality itself. Like the world is created because of the Jewish people. The world is created from the letters of the Torah. Letters equals that which is tangible, that which is concrete. Anything, anything that seems to be low. I'm not talking about Chas V'Shalom things that are evil, but I'm talking about anything that in the hierarchy of just life seems to be low. That's to a certain degree the Inyan of the Shechina. And when you go with an exercise and an effort to say to yourself, but you know what, God's everywhere. And just like God is interested in high things, God's interested in low things too. And quite the opposite. To a certain degree, God is more attracted to low than he is to high. That entire Meichen, the study of that, the orientation towards that, that itself is an avoida of the Masak and the Shechina. That's the core of what Chassidus is. The core of, I'll give an example. Like, I'll give you one simple thing. In Chabad, in the Kisvei Ari is focused on trying to explain the system of how when you push the buttons of Torah and Mitzvahs, like what's happening, like how does that work? So that's what Kisvei Ari is. There's a button that's called Lulav HaNesrik. So you push that button, stuff happens. But I've mentioned this before. But there's one question that still remains unanswered and even unspoken about in the Kisvei Ari, which is how did you get the keyboard? Like how did that happen that you have the power to do this? It's like, where does Nishmas Yisrael come from that we have the power to affect these things? You're talking about very, very high things in the Kisvei Ari that we're affecting. How did we get that power? This is what Chassidus comes to answer. One of the questions, and one of the fundamental questions that Chassidus comes to answer is that question. Is like, where is Nishmas Yisrael? If the soul of the Jewish people is able to control and manipulate the highest world, it means that we come from even higher than the highest world. That itself, that the study of that, and to articulate that, and to create a world view based on that idea that Nishmas Yisrael comes higher than anything else, and that's why we're able to affect it. That's why we're given the keys, is because it's our car. So that itself is it reorients the entire picture of Yiddishkeit as being something that's less than the Shechinah, that's less than the Jewish people. The Jewish people is higher than that. That's an example of, like, you know, that's there's many examples of this, but in its core, it's hard to explain, because anything, when you get to the very core of it, it's hard to articulate, and it's more, the core of Chassidus is this Nekuda, is I'll give an example. One of the, here, another hat, another expression of the Shechinah. Whenever you see, Hashem made the world in such a way where there are things that are stable, things that you could, like, set your watch to, right? And then there are things that fluctuate. I'll give you an example, right? So sunrise, sunset. You can be confident. The sun is going to rise, sun is going to set. It's not really going to change. Weather. Is it going to rain? Is it not going to rain? There's no clear system in place to tell you that in 5 o'clock every Tuesday it rains. It doesn't work like that. So there are certain parts of creation that Hashem established as, like, rhythmic, this is the way it is, chayk v'leyaveh. And then there are certain parts of creation which are by their very nature unstable or touch and go. You can't really set your watch to it. Those parts of creation which are by their very definition, like, sort of like without a firm stability to it, that's screaming Shechinah. That's screaming Shechinah, because the Shechinah means that which needs to receive, that which is, like, on the bottom. When you're on the bottom, like a poor person. A poor person can't be confident of what he's going to eat tomorrow because he doesn't have any money. So how does he know? If he gets a lot of money today, then he'll be able to have a good meal tomorrow. If he doesn't get a lot of money today, he won't have a good meal tomorrow. By the very definition, anything conceptually, anything that's on the bottom of the totem pole is automatically dependent on everything above, and therefore can't have confidence and can't have security in their own. So whenever you find anything in the world that fluctuates, that's not, like, you know, the same and not set, that is screaming that this is a reflection of the Shechinah. If you compare, on the other hand, when you have something that's set in stone, not changing, you could set your clock to it, right? That's a reflection of the higher midos, not the Shechinah. Higher reflections of Hashem. What's called kuchabrichu shchinte. Again, I'm not going into details of this, but the reason why I'm giving you one example. There's an interesting phenomenon, and I was thinking about this. I mentioned it to a chashuv yid. He liked it. So I think it's true either way. If you compare Litvisha culture versus Chassidisha culture, Litvisha culture is very consistent. Imagine, like, a Litvisha yeshiva. A Litvisha yeshiva, you can't really tell much, huh?
I'm trying to forget.
Chas v'shalom. The Litvish yeshiva, you can't. No, you never went to a real Litvish yeshiva. The real Litvish yeshiva, you can't tell the difference, really, whether it's Tuesday or Shabbos, because it's all the same. The guys are learning Ksubis. They're learning Ksubis. Happens to be davening is longer. Maybe they're wearing nicer white shirts. But nothing really. It's Ksubis Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Pesach, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. There's a certain consistency with that. By Chassidim, it's completely not like that. And again, everyone to a Chassidish yeshiva, so I can't say about that. But in Chassidus, the way by the tzaddikim, Shabbos is a different universe than Monday. So you ask the Chassid on Friday, like, what do you envision tomorrow? I have no idea. I can't even. What do you mean you can't envision tomorrow? We had last week Shabbos. You had 2 weeks ago Shabbos. I don't know. I can't. Every Shabbos is a different universe. Pesach is not the same as Sukkot. Happens to be this Yontif v'Yimata. No, it's a different Moichin. It's a completely different universe. That's a telltale sign. Is that the Inyan of Chassidus is to be a Merkava, is to embrace the Inyan of the Shechina, and the Inyan of the Litvish Olam is to embrace and to be a recover for the Indian of Kutcher Brichov, that consistent light of Hashem. So that, I'll give you an example. So that dynamicism, I'm saying it incorrectly, but it's No? Dynamicism? I said it right? Okay, good. Luck. So that dynamicism that Chassidus embraces, the whole... See, you see what's going on over there is that it's converting that instability from being a weakness into a strength. What is usually seen as a weakness in the Shekhinah, and the weakness in the poor person, is like the poor person doesn't know what's coming tomorrow because he doesn't have anything on his own. Chassidus says that inconsistency, that fluctuation of like one day having a good meal and another day not having a good meal, in Chitzonius, it materializes out of the poor person not having. But the truth is, in its root, it's coming from the highest place of all. Because in the very, very beginning, creation is unstable. And it's supposed to be like that, because in the very, very beginning, everything emerges out of nothing. So once you have something, now something ready has a mahalach. But in that initial moment of something coming from nothing, then of course it's unstable, because it comes from nothing. So when you have that, remember we learned from the Bava Shreva, the Holy Nechassidus is what? Is that initial moment of the water coming out of the spring, and it could go in any direction, continuing that moichin, even as the spring continues out in a particular direction. That's the instability of that moment is what's embraced by Chassidus. Because Chassidus, again, is the next... There's countless examples. This is the fundamental core of what Chassidus is, which is to establish that the Shekhinah is above everything else. It's specifically the weakness, what's seen as a weakness, and what manifests itself as a weakness because it's on the bottom. The bottom is, in truth, the top. And the Ribbono Shel Olam created the whole system in order to get to the Ani at the end of the day. Again, this is many examples of this. But this is what the core of Chassidus is. This is what makes Chassidus different than any of the other previous layers of Torah. Every other layer, Pshat, Remez, Rosh, and Sayyid, are layers of Torah that need to be enlivened by that light which comes from connection to the Shekhinah. Chassidus is somewhat different. You could see it as just a deeper layer of Torah. That's true. But it's more than that. It's an articulation of the light itself that is supposed to pulsate through everything. Again, this is exactly what we saw from Bava Shreva and Inyan Shel Torah Chassidus. It's the same in that's there's a lot to talk about, but that's the Nakuda. That's what Chassidus is. And again, it takes time to. And it's a life's work, and even one lifetime is not enough. You have to come, you know. But to be oymen and this nakuda, that's the essence of what Torah Chassidus is. And it's like until that happens, so you're still, again, just like it would be incorrect to say that Mashiach will come when everyone learns Eitz Chaim. It's incorrect to say when Mashiach will come, everyone will learn Kedushas Levi. It's not about that. It happens to be, hopefully, again, when if a person's open and sensitive and giving right hadracha, then learning Pnimus HaTorah will sensitize the soul, like we've been saying, to focus their attention on the Shekhinah. But what does such a Yiddishkeit look like? And how does that sort of reorient everything? That's what Chassidus is for. But you have to approach it, you know, but you have to look for that Nakuda. You have to find that Nakuda. I don't know if I'm articulating it properly. I don't know if you can, but it's a... It's a certain. Okay, there's a lot of examples, but even the whole inyan of the whole inyan of Chassidus, you could question what happened to it, but the revolutionary spirit of like the change, like there was constant like breakaways and like you know, so you could say it's just like okay, you know. Like there was a lot of constant, like, pshischa, and, like, there's a lot, you know, a lot of upheaval. So you can say that was just the nature or whatever, so, and then at some point it deteriorates of, like, you know, every, you know, brother-in-law wants a chatzar by himself. Okay, fine. But there's something there. There's something in the air of Chassidus that is unstable, that doesn't like things being just status quo. That's not only because, like, okay, the only Chassidus came breaking away from the status quo, so that becomes the thing. in its core, that's what Chassidus is. Chassidus embraces the inner of the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is connected to the female. Female is like the moon. It's changing. It's shifting. It doesn't stay the same. It's not like the sun. So it's again, that's the name of David HaMelech, and that's the name of Mashiach and Yosef, Mashiach and David as well. David HaMelech is called the poor person. So it's like David HaMelech went through a lot of upheaval in his life. But that's again, this is the Nekud Happiness. Okay, that's Hashem.
Could we just bring back the Torah Lishma?
Huh? So this is what Torah Lishma means. Again, Torah Lishma means to learn Torah and be Mekayim Mitzvahs for the sake of the Shekhinah. For the sake of the Shekhinah. And any, again, that means many things on all different levels, but it means whenever there's an effort of Dior B'Tachtoinim, of taking that which is low and unstable, and showing that quite the opposite, that's reflective of the Iker Shirish, that's learning Torah Lishma. Shvizachet to it. Shvizachet to Dvarim Harbe.